Brooke Flathers after the win here for Riverside. State tournament, that price sounds pretty good to you.
Yeah, you know, we're really excited. The girls, you know, came ready to get that goal. That was our last goal of the season tonight, to get to state, and they did it.
You come out and play well right away. I'm sure that gives you some confidence to win that opening set.
Yeah, our girls, they came out ready. I feel like mentally and physically, they prepared well, and we're ready to play their game.
That second, you get down eight, you're rolling all the way back and win it. That has to be just a huge confidence boost for the team there.
Yeah, they like to keep things interesting, I guess, is the only way to put it. They've done that to us a few times this season, and, you know, it was nice to get that second set.
The third, they get it, but it didn't seem to faze you. I was looking at all the faces there coming out of the huddle there, and you're all smiling, ready to go again in the fourth. It looked like you were just confident you're going to still pull it off.
Yeah, and we've done a lot of big mentality type stuff this season that we haven't done in the past, and I think it made a big difference in tonight and throughout the season on the big wins that we've had.
You've seen this program grow and improve, and now you get to your first ever state tournament for the school. That has to be an awesome feeling.
Yeah, it's really awesome. You know, we've been trying to build the program one step at a time, and my assistant coach Sean reminds me it's a marathon, not a race, all the time. And so baby steps, and now I made a big step.
What have you seen, I guess, the biggest growth from day one to now? What's been the biggest change for this team?
The trust that they've had in each other. You know, this summer we did a lot of things just to get us working together as a team, and I feel like as the season's gone on, we've, you know, varied our offense, our defenses trusted each other, and just that has taken us a long way.
I'm sure you want to win some more next week.
Yeah, that's the goal. We're going to get ready at practice and see what we can do.
Congrats, Coach. Thank you. All right, catching up with Sophia Taylor after the win here for Riverside. Sophia, you're on to the state tournament. How does that feel?
Amazing. I mean, I've never been there before, so it's a really exciting experience, and I just can't wait to go and play.
How big of a boost was that for you guys to come out and play so well in that first set and win it?
I think that we've been working so hard in practice mentally and, like, physically that we've just been so prepared for everything that's came at us, and we're always there every set, every point.
Yeah!
You win the second as well. You're in control there. They come back and you get that third, but it looked like it didn't really faze you guys. You came off the bench there in the fourth ready.
I don't think it fazed us because when we work well as a team, we come back and we just keep going. We don't lose each other as a team. We don't go one person's doing it and then one another person's doing it. We just keep going as a team, and I think that's helped us a lot throughout the season.
Certainly seemed like a defining moment there in the second. When you get down eight, you rally back and win that one. How much fun was it to be a part of that run?
It was amazing. I think in practice we've just... It was mainly serves and stuff, and I think that we've just worked so hard on serving and stuff and that we've gotten so far with that, and it's just amazing. It's an amazing feeling.
What'd you guys talk about were the keys that you needed to do tonight to be able to win?
We talked about just being on our toes, talking, being a team, and not letting a ball drop on that ground.
This program's seen some continuous improvement, and now you get to the state tournament for the first time here for Riverside. How great of an accomplishment does that feel to you?
It's amazing. I mean... I think we've all always wanted to go, and we fought every single year to go, and I think this year was the year that we wanted, and we did it, and we're going.
Awesome. Congratulations. Good
luck
next
week. Thank you so
much. Veronica Andrews-Shushin, after the win here for Riverside, you're going on to state. How does that feel?
It's honestly an amazing feeling.
The match was kind of back and forth a little bit there, but you looked like you had control there in that first set. That probably gave you a lot of confidence coming out right away and playing well.
Yes, the first set, after seeing we won, our whole team started believing that we can do it, we can win it, and we can go to state.
What was it like there in that second? You get down eight, you rally back. You had a lot of big kills in that run to lead you back. What was the mood like there in the rally?
It was definitely kind of scary at the moment, but we were able to trust each other and love on each other like a family, which really got us through point by point.
They win the third, but you guys didn't really flinch. It looked like you just came back right up and put that out of your mind, and we're ready to go there in the fourth.
We're a team that can push through things no matter what. We don't dwell on what sets we've won. We don't dwell on what sets we've lost. We just focus on the present.
It's a program that's continued to improve. What's it like to see it get to this point where you're headed to the state tournament first time for your school's history?
It's honestly been amazing. We've worked so hard all throughout ever since last school year got over, and we have an amazing coach that pushes us every day.
I'm sure you don't want to be done yet. Probably want to win some more when you get next week.
We definitely want to knock down some more teams. We do have high expectations for us, but we're going to see when we get there.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Congrats. All right, Alyssa Amdor, after the win here for Riverside, on to the state tournament. How's that feel for you?
Oh, amazing. It feels awesome.
You come out and play well right away at the beginning of the night to win that first set and the second as well. How does it? I guess that's probably a big boost to come out and play well right away.
Oh, yeah. To the first point, we had volley mentality, and we we attacked the ball and we attacked it the rest of the set, and I think that boosted our confidence a lot to help us through the game.
That second, they get up big, but you guys rally to come back to win it. So what was that run like for you guys?
A little nerve-wracking until our coach, like, pulled us in the huddle, and she's like, okay, everybody needs to take one breath. And we took a breath. She's like, okay, now you have to forget about it and have baller mentality. So.
And you came out with confidence there in the fourth. Even after dropping the third, it looked like you guys were just ready to go again.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes.
How much fun is it to be a part of the growth that you've seen for this program? The first time the school's ever played in the state volleyball tournament.
Oh,
that's got to be an awesome
thing. It's amazing. As a freshman, I remember always wanting to, you know, go to state. Never been to state. And I just think that it's just amazing that we were able to do that tonight.
What do you think has been... What have you seen around you? What kind of improvement have you made? What parts of the game have gotten better for you guys?
We used to stay low, you know, like we would dip and we would go on, they would go on runs and we weren't able to get it back. But I think we do really well at saying, we can do this, let's go, just go point for point. So I think we do really well at fighting back and not giving up.
I'm sure you want to try to go win some more next week.
Oh, yeah. We're going for those wins. You know
right.
It.
Congrats. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.